Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I gotta tell you, this is a very special occasion. So, a couple of weeks ago, you remember the famous, now famous, Kennicott hot dog roller incident.
Mm-hmm.
TJ was blown away by the existence that Kenny owned a hot dog roller. Well,
no, blown away by the location.
Right, his living room, which now we have confirmed there is, I don't know how he lives there, being that this thing has stunk up the whole office.
Oh, yeah, I smelled it coming right through the door.
100%. Yeah. So, with the Super Bowl this weekend, with TJ's last appearance, we wanted to have a throwdown. These are two gentlemen that, well, they're big into hot dogs. And we just said, okay, Kenny, now's your time, champ. Bring the roller to the office. I gave Kenny a per diem to purchase the appropriate things. And it's Kenny versus TJ by the time TJ leaves after Who Said It. Who can eat more hot dogs? Now, I want to say, TJ, A, showed fear. He was afraid that Kenny was going to devastate him in this contest.
That's false.
You said he's going to eat 12 of them. I got no
I said
shot.
I have to go to a daddy-daughter dance tonight. I don't want 11 hot dogs in my stomach.
You can't eat 11.
That's not fear. That's concern about
your blazer.
My plans that I have tonight and my suit jacket that I got to fit into.
FanDuel has listed you vomiting at daddy-daughter tonight at plus 260, so it's very exciting. Come on.
I'm not afraid of Kent. No, there's no chance. Like, if I had nothing to do tonight and I threw down, I could throw down probably a dozen.
Okay, but hold on.
All I mean, he's not even getting close to that.
You got to eat more than him. That's all we're asking.
See?
You got to beat him in his own game. He's been very confident.
He's already a couple bites in. I didn't know he got started already.
The competitive nature of athletes kicks in.
Listen,
he is not going
to
lose.
I don't know if I still have the record, but there used to be a hot dog place. I think it was like Hippo's Hot Dog out on the like Royal Oak. I think I ate like 9 Chicago-style dogs once.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
and those were nasty, too, like with the peppers and tomatoes and pickles.
Wait, did Kenny put the salsa on your plate?
No. We're waiting for it to cool down.
Now, okay. Another reference from a couple weeks ago. Now, listen.
It's boiling. We gotta
let
it cool.
All condiments are available. You have chosen plain.
Yeah.
That's the strategy going through this hour.
Yeah. Can I get a cup of water too? Or are we doing this official?
Would you like a pop? Would you like water? What
no,
can we get?
No, that's a little too heavy. I was kind of thinking about like a cup of water to dip the bun into.
Yeah, but you're not going to eat that many. What are you, Kobayashi?
I'm going to eat more than Kenny.
I don't know what he's capable of. Well,
it's like one of his major
look at him.
Food groups.
He's done. Kenny won. You haven't taken your first bite. And the clock's ticking. So, also, gentlemen, you have to factor in conversation as a part of this. We can't just watch you eat hot dogs.
That's why he wants the water. I'm like, man, TJ's about to get serious over here.
This is not as bad, though, as that spicy chicken wing thing we did.
Oh, like, my dear God.
4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, my God. Were you not here yet, Joe? He had one of the guys mix up this crazy concoction, how spicy like he could make it. And we were doing, I think it was me and Sully.
It was.
And we tried the sauce, and right before Mike was like, hey, even if it's not that spicy, like, just play it up for the air. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'll just have to pretend.
No.
That burned for like 3 days.
Really? TJ had a problem.
It was terrible.
Yeah, Will also tried it.
The Birchie kid did try.
He was like, oh, this is nothing. He had like two or three of them, and then he just sat out there in misery after the show was off.
So basically, it was a medium sauce.
No, it was a spot. I can't imagine anything getting spicier than that.
It was repugnant. I mean, I smelling it 6 feet away, you would cough.
Legit hell.
Okay, so while TJ.
I don't like the dog to bun ratio.
Kenny?
Way too much bun.
What? Oh, jeez. Okay.
What'd he say?
Wah. All right. Game on.
It's a bread eating contest. Look at this. The hot dog's 10%.
I want to start with this while you're getting to work on your first hot dog. Also, tell Evan there's going to need to be more hot dogs on the roller. You two are about to get serious. Well,
those have already been replaced.
Excellent work. So I wanted to ask about, Amon Ra made a comment about Myles Garrett that I thought was pretty common sense, which was like, look, if you add him to our D-line, you don't need corners. But
yeah, he literally said that.
Did you see what Aiden said? And I wanted your view because Rico and I were surprised. Mm-hmm. Meaning, great players, when they're asked about, hey, would you like to have this great player? Never heard a guy say no. Here's what Aiden
said. No?
Well,
oh, I didn't see this.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Everyone's been asking me about that. I don't know. I don't think you can't have that many guys on the D-line. I don't know, but I think it's very unlikely. Close quote.
You can't have that many? Like, you can't have enough?
No. You can't have that many dudes on the D-line.
What, like a
basically
like
saying
it wouldn't be fair to have that many
there's
guys.
Only one football is what it sounds like. And he goes,
there's only so many people you can have on a D-line.
And he said, I think it's very unlikely. Like, generally speaking, wouldn't you just say, hey, man, that's Brad's department, but if you're asking me, hey, man, would love to have him. We're trying to win a Super Bowl. Full stop, game on, move on.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
I mean, I don't disagree with him that it's probably unlikely. I mean, it's
why
out
do
of
you
the,
say that? Take us through.
Because of what it's going to cost. I mean, we've seen Brad, like, the last couple years take a couple risks, right, with Carlton Davis trade. Hey, we got a hole to fill.
A third, right.
Myles Garrett, to me, would be like a luxury, not necessarily a massive need.
Who's playing opposite Aiden?
Well, that's a good question. I mean,
Myles Garrett, that's who.
I would love to have Myles Garrett. There's 32 teams. I mean, Cleveland doesn't want to give him right?
But hold on. Time out. He wants to play for a winner.
Yeah.
Now we're down to about six teams because you know what else? They ain't trading him in the AFC.
Yeah.
There's no way. So look, here, I look at it and we talked about this. No one knows the true cost. But if we go on what's been put out there so far by different reporters, websites, whatever, a one, a two, Hendon Hooker. You doing it?
In a heartbeat.
Okay. Yeah. So now return to the Aiden thing.
In a heartbeat, yeah.
Compare what Aiden said to Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs of the Packers is like, look, I got love for all our guys, but we need a dog. We need a number one wide receiver.
Yeah, well, that's where you get some, and I know Aiden's still young, but that's where you get some veteran, like, you know, PR, let's do it the right way. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus on my team. Right, because I've been through it before where you will get asked about, hey, this guy's a free agent, this guy, you know, you guys have been linked to this guy. And if you go out there and say, oh, hell yeah, like, we need this guy, that's kind of sending a bad message to the other guys in the team, right? So if you're going to go out there, I think, and I don't know for sure, but part of you, maybe if you're Aiden, is like, I don't want to make the other guys in my D-line room feel like they're not good enough or they're not wanted.
See,
right?
I'm looking
like,
at...
But that's where you could say, hey, if it happens... Yeah, TJ. Obviously he's a great player, but you know what I mean? There's a part of you as a player that's like, hey, if...
Amon Ra did that. Amon Ra, when they asked him, hey, yeah, we want to get him here, and then they said, well, who you trading? And he left that alone.
Is that right, exactly.
He left that alone, but he was just like, you got to get him here, you bring him here, we don't need corners anymore.
Yeah.
He wouldn't answer the fact of who you're going to trade because he knows at that point you're going to make some...
Yeah, exactly.
But to sit there and be like, yeah, you know, we... Basically, we're good enough.
You don't need him. Yeah, which is, I mean, like I said, that's part of going back to, you know, I don't want my guys in that group to feel like.
TJ, is it overly simplistic of just thinking, you know what, maybe he's thinking, look, my contract's coming up. I don't need him here. I don't need him stealing some of the shine from me.
Well, I think.
I'm trying to get paid.
I mean, I'm not trying to be out of bounds here, but I think with certain players, quarterbacks, edge rushers, corners, certainly there comes like a bit of an ego thing, right? So, you take pride in being the lead dog, right? You're like, hey, man, this is my team. This is my D-line. But that shouldn't prevent you from wanting to play with another, you know, Hall of Fame type guy. Like, I was always under the impression, like, hey, more talent we can bring in, it's going to raise competition. Yeah. You know, and
if you're going to be the odd man out, like, it just is what it is. Say no to a great player. And again, the easiest way out for Aiden, guys, that's Brad's department. But Myles Garrett's a Hall of Fame player. I'd love to have him.
Yeah.
And you're
Was there video with that?
We do not have any video.
Because I was going to say, maybe if you. Reading it and sometimes watching it, right? You get two different senses.
And listen, I'm reading the words. The part I didn't understand is you can't have that many dudes on the D-line. Stop. No disrespect to John Kaminsky.
No, I know. And he's obviously players. That's player speak, right? That's coach talk. Hey, we love the guys we got here.
But at
on the outside, we watched the Washington game where I don't think anybody won a one-on-one the entire game.
No one's going to mistake the Lions D-line this year for the Purple People Eaters of the 70s.
And look at Philly. Like, every year it seems like they load up on the D-line.
How about my Giants that won the Super Bowl? They had eight D-linemen.
San Francisco was doing it, right? Like, their third and fourth DNs were
guys that were... TJ, the other thing is this. It's Myles Garrett. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's a six-time All-Pro. He's a Walter Payton Man of the Year. Yeah, they didn't ask him, do you want Crackhead Bob on your team?
Yeah, I mean, he's a top five, probably top three player in the league.
He's a monster.
I don't know. I mean, I obviously can't speak on Aiden's intentions there, but I do know that there is some player speak sometimes that's like, hey, if it works out, obviously we'd love to have the guy. But first of all, let's kind of temper expectations, right? And second of all, you know, I don't want my guys in that building, in my position group, feeling like, oh, Aiden's going out here saying we need to trade for somebody else. What does that mean about me, right? I don't know what his intentions are, but
it's weird, TJ.
I think it's the weird part is just, I think we're on the same page. Like, you don't have that many dudes on the D line. You know what I mean? Right, Aleem obviously was
two, the dog. And I'll be nice. I count two and a half. Bob Muhammad's not bad.
And by the Aquadine.
Yeah, he had some moments.
But oh my God.
Oh, he had some moments, yeah.
You were his PR rep.
No, yeah, for a role player, he was really nice. But do I want
to
be a guy
out
playing
at the
60
end of the
snaps
year?
A game? Like,
or Almondine.
At the end of the year, you found out you didn't have enough D-linemen.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. You did.
And, you know, obviously when you're missing Aleem and Hutch, makes everybody else's play better. Because
that's the way I look at it.
When you're missing those guys, we didn't have anybody else
that could
do anything.
If I'm Aiden and I had Myles Garrett and I know Aleem's coming back, you know what I'm looking at? 20 sacks. I'm looking at $35 million a year in the biggest deal in the history of the NFL. Yeah. Instead, I got to read this. Listen, you know, they asked Fred Werner. Here's the difference. They asked Fred Werner. First of all, he popped a boner. And then second of all, he goes, oh, yeah, we're going to be chopping it up. Full court press. I want him.
Yeah.
He wasn't worried about Almondine Muhammad. He goes, it's Myles effing Garrett.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm.
Hey, Garcon, hot dog, please.
Yeah,
time,
I'm with you.
Time for TJ.
And Aiden doesn't seem to be the type of kid that's like ego-driven, right? But you do kind of hear that, and it's, I mean, I can't help but to think like, hey, this is kind of my show, right? This is my defense. This is my D-line, which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
TJ getting spicy.
But also the players, too, is like, you know what? You hear rumors all the time. You hear, oh, you're linked to this player, this free agent. I've fallen into the trap before of getting too excited and getting overly just enthusiastic about it and maybe talking about it where I shouldn't have, because then it doesn't work out and you're like, oh man, like this guy's probably going to be a little pissed at me, right? Like I maybe just kind of hurt a relationship, right? But by speaking too soon. So maybe his point was just, hey, I don't know if it's going to happen, unlikely, but hey, if it does happen... Right.
All right.
Then I can speak about excitement and speak about optimism. And
we're going to get you another hot dog.
Loving playing with a guy like
that. And we're going to talk Super Bowl because you said something and I think you expressed a feeling that all of America's feeling. We're going to do that next. We need.
Can I get a hot dog?
How long do these things take? Excuse me. We're doing live radio.
It's been 15 minutes.
Get him another one, please. Get him two. Two for one. And then throw more on this thing. Get it moving. TJ, hungry.
We're having one every 15 minutes, Kenny.
Ah, Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, as we continue on, TJ and Kenny's hot dog quest, the roller is in the office.
I didn't know how long they took to cook.
There's more.
I mean, it's been 20 minutes.
He's not a vendor at Dodger Stadium. He doesn't have a commercial grade roller, but you're in the mix, and we'll see at the end of the hour who's eating the most of these. Now, this is number two for you and number two for Kenny.
Yeah, well, I didn't know Jenkins is back there eating them too, so that's why we had a little break.
Evan's like a cockroach. He just does what he's
got to
do. We had
four more waiting, and they're all of a sudden they're just gone during the break.
Okay,
he's got ketchup dribbling down his chin.
Well, he's also seven gummies deep. I mean, give the guy a break. Chemically altered. So you said something off air, and I think it describes everyone in America, except if you're a Kansas City fan. You looked at me, mics are off, and you go, Mike, Patrick Mahomes is going to win this damn thing, isn't he? And I, what did I say to you?
Mm-hmm.
I go, probably. I mean, like.
It just feels that way.
My thing is, like, I hate the Eagles. This is how much I've had enough of Mahomes. The Eagles are my team's main rival. They're not the Lions' rival. They're a team right. that stands in your way. Or,
yeah, but even people in Detroit normally wouldn't want an NFC team to win.
I'm rooting for the player who left my team to have the best season in NFL history. I'm rooting for that guy. I'm rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles because that's how much I can't handle anything more of Bundle-Rooski or Mahomes, any of it.
Yeah.
Do you think it's 99% of America is on the same page here?
I do. Yeah. I think everybody's like that, except outside of
Kansas City.
Yeah. But I think that's what happens when you become a dynasty and a consistent winner, right? Like, people get sick of it. You want somebody to knock you off the throne. I mean,
I've had it.
How many times, you know, in the last 20 years do we feel that way about the Patriots? Like, it's just the same thing every year. Like, and then you add in some of the weird things like the calls, and, you know, I don't think NFL's not rigged, but can you Did the Chiefs get the benefit of a lot of calls? Like, yeah, we got hard proof of that.
Hello.
In the Buffalo game.
Correct.
Right? Fourth and one. One ref said first down. The other ref said short. Why does the ref that benefits Kansas City get the final say?
And
you know what I mean? Like, why does it always turn out to be the benefit to them?
And why is that ref a Ravens fan who the Bills had beaten the week before?
Oh, he was spiteful of the Bills.
But he lives in Kansas City.
Right? You have two different refs. One's got a first down, one short. Mm-hmm. Why do you give it to the other? It's just, right? You can't argue that they get the benefit of some of the calls.
So what is the pathway to an Eagles win?
See, I've been trying to talk myself into that all week. You got to dominate the line of scrimmage, right? You got to trust that your offensive line is going to be healthier, right? Juergens was hurt in the NFC Championship game. Then Dickinson was playing center. Their protection wasn't the same. I mean, there was a lot of free runners, but if you can hope those guys are healthy, you know, can you target Chris Jones a little bit with some of your big guards? Can you slow down Carl Laftus, who's been really good in the postseason with Lane Johnson and Melada? And then the defensive side, right? Kansas City's offensive line is still, you got Joe Tooney playing left tackle. You got a backup left guard. Their right tackle is not very good. So if you're Philadelphia, can you find a way to stop the run, first of all? But can you find a way to get some quick pressures
on
Mahomes? I think they got to dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides.
When you watch, you're a guard. How the hell do you begin to handle either of Philly's D tackles? They're distinctly different players between Jordan Davis and Carter. But how do you match up? You face both type of guys,
yeah,
right? How do you begin that plan? I mean, Carter right now looks... Aaron Donald just came out and said, that's my heir apparent. Now, I'm not sure I'm ready to go there, but that's pretty high praise.
Yeah.
How do you look at this and you go, okay, I got backups in there now.
Yeah.
What's the plan of attack for that?
Well, you can manipulate the protections to try to slide to those guys. Well, Jalen Carter is, in my opinion, the machine on that defense, right? Jordan Davis makes some nice plays. Better against the run.
Yeah.
You're not really concerned about him, I don't think, as much.
He's an occupier.
As a pass rusher. But you can manipulate formations. You know Jalen Carter, hey, he's going to play it, being playing over the right guard, right? Either a 2-eye or a 3-tech. How can we manipulate the formations to kind of get him on the backside of some of these runs? Maybe get a couple double teams where take a couple shots at his legs. Not dirty, but let's slow him down. And then pass protection. I mean, we used to have protections that... It was we were West Coast offense when I was in Green Bay, so it was either 2-jet, 3-jet, kind of told the centers which way to slide. We had a Sue jet, so wherever Ndamukong Suh lined up, we're sliding the center to him, right? He lines up over the right guard, hey, we know the center's sliding right. Oh, man, he's over the left guard? Okay, automatically we know he's sliding to the left. You can't do that every play, mm-hmm. But if you can get it 8-10 times a game where you get a double team on those guys, that's where you try to manipulate it a little bit, right? But that's what makes... Like a D-line like Philly, like we talk about Aiden Hutchinson, and man, we got all these dudes. Like Philly's the team that every year they got eight dudes mm-hmm. deep on that D-line.
Guys like Josh Sweat go totally forgotten.
Yeah, and Nolan Smith is having, you know, a really nice year. And Brandon Graham might be playing. I don't think we've gotten final word on that. But if he can give him 15, 20 snaps rushing off the edge, right, that'll be a boost to them.
See, I think the Eagles is very simple. You run the ball. And you don't break tendency. You don't get into a shootout. You don't try to match Mahomes. You just take Saquon and you run. You take Hurts and you run. To me, if Hurts throws for over 15 passes, you probably lost the game.
Yeah.
Control everything.
15 is...
And what is he playing for, Army?
Maybe.
Can I get the 20? Can I get the 20?
No, because that means you're running Saquon.
Yeah. I just think it's going to be...
Play action? I mean, you want to almost make it the way how Jared Goff looks when he's good and he throws the ball for 18 times.
Uh-oh.
And that's it. Because you're running and running and running and running.
I keep going back to Spagnuolo and just some of the designs that he creates defensively.
Yep.
The mismatches, the getting an extra rusher, you know, where you don't expect it. Bringing a corner blitz, you know, on a fourth down. Who does that? Like, you got to be a sicko. He's like the Ben Johnson version of defense where it's just like, well, I've never seen this. Like, where is he coming up
and
with
they
these things?
And how are you always right? And the game goes along.
Yeah, and they get better, right? And they're really good. I mean, at most of the games, it's a couple third downs or maybe a couple fourth downs. And that's the difference, right? But he finds ways to dial up these pressures. And that's what was concerning to me. even in that Philly game, I know they ended up beating the hell out of Washington, but there was a lot of unblocked guys coming at Jalen Hurts. There was a lot of miscommunication, either Jalen not adjusting the protection, you know, to a side where it's getting overload, or just guys up front. Just, I know backup center, backup guard, but Spagnuolo, man, like if he gets your tendencies on what you like to do on third downs and passing situations, he's going to kill you. He's going to bring an extra guy. And he's going to be right most of the time.
Yeah.
So that's where I kind of go back. And I still don't think Jalen Hurts, we talk about young quarterbacks all the time, like just not seeing the defense, right? It's instead of pre-snap, okay, this is what I'm anticipating, a lot of it is snap the ball and then react and then, oh, what's my out here? You know what I mean? Like that's it's a dangerous way to play quarterback.
And it's a dangerous way to play this game. You're a hot dog behind, FYI.
I got to savor this one. It's going to be another 40 minutes before we get number three and four.
We're going to have them ready for you momentarily. We'll continue this. We'll get some ticket texts, get the picks. We got to set it. Yeah.
Were you guys disappointed in the size of that hot dog roller? I was expecting a little bit more on that.
Hold on. Let's.
I know. Just
momentarily, we'll get to this. I want you to
talk. I thought you could pull like a dozen on that.
But have what you do I run a 7-Eleven right here? What are we talking about?
But TJ, have you tasted the salsa?
Okay, then be curious. TJ, I will go check on these for you. Hold please. All right, so before we get to the picks, a couple of notes. If you're just joining in, Odyssey.com Rewind, talked a little Super Bowl. We have talked about Aiden Hutchinson's comments. They were weird to me. You can take that whatever way you want regarding Myles Garrett. But TJ is here, the battle of the hot dog roller. Kenny, TJ said you ate a hot dog in one bite.
Oh, the size of the bite he just took.
I took about a half a size of the hot dog bite.
Okay.
I think he's getting to the end. Yeah. I think he's getting
to
the
end. Are you at four?
I'm at 3.5.
Okay, TJ's at three. He's a little bit behind you.
I just ate one during the break.
Well, this will be.
This is number five.
Oh. That's five?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He's pulling away.
Come on, Kenny. David, just go ahead and cue up one shining moment. I think this one's over.
TJ's taking it easy because he's got a daddy-daughter dance tonight.
I really don't want to eat nine of these things.
Were you coming in planning on eating nine hot dogs?
He wasn't going to lose to you.
Who's watching your daughter tonight while you blow up the bathroom at the school?
Might need a suppository before I hit that.
TJ at the daddy-daughter dance. Don't stand downwind to this man on the dance floor.
But there's no condiments, though, you know? So that's
there are.
Better.
They're out there.
I know, but I'm not doing it.
See, that's a pro right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a pro.
I made the mistake of condimenting my first one. So
you got onions over there?
Quick question.
We're just raw dogging over here.
We've had this conversation the last couple of days. Just, I'm leaving that alone.
Okay.
Roberts? What? Guys, please. Can we be adults? My God.
What's the question?
I don't care. Let me know when you're done. I'll be here till 6. I don't care. What is the TJ Lang Super Bowl? Like, what is the menu at the Lang Super Bowl function? Because parties don't happen anymore.
Oh, yeah. We're not hosting this year.
We just talked about this. No one's hosting nothing with this Super Bowl. So what is the menu? Because we've had these discussions in some of our blitzes and goofing around. What is an NFL offensive lineman's Super Bowl fiesta?
Well, not hot dogs, I'll tell you that. I'm sick of these damn things.
Hot dogs.
I don't know.
Off the board.
We used to host, and kind of small, you know, four or five families, kids.
Yeah, but the way you do it, that's 30 people.
Well, yeah, we have a group of, you know, my kids' friends and their parents, you know, sports friends. I think actually one of them is hosting this year. So, you know, everybody kind of show up, bring a dish.
What's the menu?
I don't know. I don't know what we're going to make.
But like what, like if you had your druthers.
Bring like a.
Let's say your family disappeared. They all just went to Mars.
Okay.
And you're alone for the Super Bowl. You get to do whatever the F you
Kevin
want.
Kevin McAllister. I guess
you that. Are. You're Meet a giant words. Size Kevin McAllister. What is the TJ menu for a football game where I'd your kids don't bother you, the wife doesn't bother you, no one bothers daddy?
Probably smoke some wings.
Okay.
Still working on maybe a slab of ribs.
Okay, so he's doing the smoker. That's 27 degrees, brother.
Yeah, I mean, I did a brisket cup like last week, 2 weeks ago. It was
Come
cold.
Out all right?
Yeah, it was
maintain
good.
Maintain temp?
This takes forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to maintain the temp.
I'm still working
on... That was the coldest week we had all year.
No, it was brutal.
He don't care. He's out there in his dungaroos.
You know what? Yeah, it was
You've
long.
You've inspired me, TJ. Maybe,
it was good, though.
Maybe I will.
Yeah. I'm still working on the wings on the smoker, though. I'm still working on the wings. Like, I can't find the proper crispiness.
All right, so here's what you do.
Like, the flavor's good, but, like, you know, you like that little crunch to a wing.
I actually got this down pat last summer. I'll tell you off the air. No one cares on the air.
Oh,
I'll tell
care.
You.
Go ahead. Yeah,
no, so the secret to this is you take them out of the package. You got to dry them off. And you got to put them in the fridge for about an hour.
I do that.
Okay. So then make your dry rub, whatever it is you use. But the secret is you got to put a little bit of cornstarch into that rub.
To get a little
big
crispiness.
Bag, toss them, then put them back on the rack. But let them sit there, pat them dry again. Go at 200 degrees. For about 45 minutes or 225, then ratchet the heat all the way up. Yeah, get to about 375, 400 for about 30 minutes. That's it.
Do you sauce them at all? I think my thing is I might sauce them too early.
Yeah, I don't do any of the saucing on the smoker.
Yeah,
and I sauce them in a bowl afterwards if that's what you want.
If you sauce them while you're cooking it, it's
yeah. Well, and I started
literally pouring
too.
It's like pouring water on a fire. It kind of puts it out.
Start low and high.
Well, it also lit my smoker on fire last time.
Okay, then. So. Yeah, let's not do that. But the drier,
some adjustments to
the drier the skin, the crispier they're going to get. You cheat it with a little bit of the cornstarch, start at 2 1/4, and then, you hammer them that last 30 minutes.
I'm convinced you can't get them crispy unless you, like, fry them for, like, a minute.
No. Well, what you can do.
I've never been able to get crunch on it.
It does. The cornstarch.
It'll help.
But here, and again, I know what he's looking for. If you want that, then. Look, then you're going to take them from being moderately healthy to death. But whatever you decide.
Well, like if you fry them.
You take them off the smoker and you can flash fry them.
Yeah.
Or you could put them in the air fryer if you have one. Mm-hmm. You could air fry
them. Or you can put them on
a
grill if you have a grill on a very high heat.
You can do, yes.
I mean, we're like, you literally see the fire dancing.
But what Tiny over here wants, he's going to deep fry them. That's how TJ rolls.
No, I've actually never deep fried wings, but I think that's just like that for... I've cooked wings a ton of times. I'm convinced that's the only way you can get them crispy.
We'll get you set up. Trust the methodology. You enjoy that hot dog. Let's get the picks. Kenny, fire another four. And
Kenny's hurting over there. Dude.
Hey, listen,
look at his
face. This is what he wanted. He challenged you.
I'm close.
Hot dog roller's
I'm
here.
Close.
You two are here.
Wait, close. Did you finish?
No. Did I finish what? The last hot dog?
Are you at five?
No.
You're not at five?
No. I'm at 3 3/4.
Keep going. This daddy-daughter dance, they better have a hell of a bathroom.
I'm pretty close to tapping out,
one
boys.
You got to fire him. You got to fire the
David,
last four.
Go ahead, fire up one shining moment.
No,
I think
no
it's
shame.
Over.
There's no just call it, Kenny. There's no shame.
No. Don't be a bitch.
You'd be doing,
have another
you'd
one.
You'd be doing us both a favor. Just call it.
The picks are next. 97-1. All right, no delay. It's time for the picks. Let's get to it. I'd like to congratulate David on the alternative picks last week. He went 1-8. Kenny 6-3, me 5-4, Rico 3-6. But here we are. Buckle up for these. We start tonight. The Sixers are in town, laying 4.5 at LCA. Rico Beard.
I'm going to take the Pistons in this game because Cade just found out he's in the 3-point shooting contest. Everything is coming up Cade lately, so... Give me the Pistons.
Over to Kenny Codd, who bitched out on the TJ Lang Hot Dog Invitational.
My stomach is in tremendous pain. I'm going with the Pistons.
Over to David.
Here's one problem, Rico. Cade may not be playing tonight, so I'm going to go with Philadelphia.
Oh. No Cade?
Possibly.
Yikes. Road management?
Give me Philly.
Yeah, I'll trust David on that, too.
Yeah. All right. World of college basketball, i.e. things Rico cares about. Oregon, a classic Big Ten tilt. Oregon travels to Breslin. MSU laying 6.5. Rico.
Yeah, it's going to be reunion day at Michigan State, so all the former players are going to be there. Michigan State normally handles whatever opponent well. Give me MSU in the points.
Kenny Cott.
When you think of the tradition of the Big Ten, what do you think of? You think of Oregon, MSU.
Indeed.
Oregon has to fly all the way over. Give me MSU laying the points.
Over to Hatchett.
Oh, reunion day. Oh, great. I'm going to go with the Ducks. Ruin their day.
Well, you're taking the 6.5 points. I mean,
correct.
It's feasible MSU still wins, David.
Correct.
No, he's taking the Ducks.
I'm hoping the Ducks win.
Okay.
Ducks stayed in town. They played Michigan just 2 days
ago. TJ, yes. Over under on college basketball you've watched this season. Set at 9.5 minutes.
Way under.
Okay, yeah, then.
Way, more. All right. Way. Hot dogs you've eaten today or minutes you've watched college hoops?
Hot dogs. Yeah. And I could have eaten two and still been more. Yeah, not there yet. Not there yet. Once football's over, we'll dive in. But Sparty, they coming off of a tough loss.
Two losses.
USC.
Two in a row.
Yeah.
USC, UCLA.
Izzo's going to have them buzzing. I'll take Spartans.
MSU can't shoot the three. So, I don't know. Just keep rolling with it. Give me the points. I mean, they can win, but you don't blow people out, you can't hit a three-pointer. This one's interesting. Enrico's had a beat on this team all year. Michigan is good, but boy, did they turn the damn basketball over. Laying 3.5 as they travel to Assembly. That's your rat line of the week, people. Whispers of Mike Woodson stepping down. 3.5?
Mike Woodson, Beard. Mike Woodson could be stepping down before our show ends today, or at least telling everybody that he's done. That means they're going to be rallied to try to win this thing for him. Oh, and by the way, his heir apparent is going to be sitting on the other bench in Dusty May. Michigan turns the ball over too much. Give me Indiana and the points.
Over to Kennicott.
Hopefully by the time this game tips, my stomach will have recovered from today. Roberts, give me Indiana and the points.
TJ, you're looking at me.
He's just being such a little bitch. He ate four hot dogs. Like, I thought coming in, there's no way this thing wasn't hitting double digits.
And they were tiny hot dogs.
They were skinny ones. Yeah, dude, they were lean. I'm a little surprised. I'm a little surprised. That's all.
Yeah, he's in a lot of pain.
Right,
over
they're
here.
Not the red hots we were talking about.
No.
I mean, no.
They're in a lot of pain, just like Indiana's in a lot of pain, and I'm going to go Michigan.
TJ.
Yeah, Michigan turns the ball over a lot, I've heard.
Yeah, you heard stuff about 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, yeah, I'll take Indiana.
Unbelievable. Here's my question. Yeah. Rico, why is the spread 3.5? If the coach is going to step down, what is this? Indiana fans don't like Woodson. Do the players?
Nah, we'll find out later. But I think the players do because he brought them all in here.
Michigan should be laying 10.
They should.
They
but
got Arizona. Like Indiana got Arizona's best player, Diallo, right? Diallo or whatever his name is.
Yes, it's in Assembly Hall. So I guess they're looking at that.
Just it's a weird number. Indiana.
Michigan plays a lot of close games because they'll end up with like 17 turnovers.
Give me Indiana. Plus, you can't bet a team whose point guard is named George Washington. All right, NHL.
You don't like Fat?
I forgot about him.
Yeah.
The double names are amazing. Central Florida
When it's fat.
Central Florida used to have a kid named Jose. I swear to God, he was a defensive tackle. Jose. All right. Lightning.
Is that like Rochelle?
Sure. Lightning at the Red Wings. Just pick the winner.
You know what? Wings are hot. So I'm going to go with the Wings. In honor of you, Kenny.
In honor of a guy who put no effort. You know what you are? You're the Lalonde of hot dog eating contests.
Okay. Don't you dare put that on me.
Yeah. Nice effort, Derek.
Before the Four Nations face off, the Wings will stay hot right before they don't play hockey for a couple of weeks and then have to re-get hot. Give me the Wings.
Nice sport. Nice two-week break for a tournament nobody cares about. David?
Yeah, sadly, they're going to start that break on a loss, Lightning.
No, I'm with you, Kenny. One big game before you hit the break. They're going to give it everything they got. I think the Wings blow them out a little bit. Last time they played Tampa was, 2-1 game? 1-0 game? It's going to be like 6-2. Yeah, give me
Liam Cohen, for you. They hadn't had a 7-game win streak since like 86.
They had one earlier this year.
No, I'm saying before this wild McClellan ride. They're really going to make it 8?
Yes.
No. Lightning, Four Nations face-off, bitch. All right, we get to the Super Bowl. Let's pick the total first. The over-under in this football game is 48.5 points. Rico Beard.
I think this is going to be a game where there's going to be a lot of points being scored. And you may even have overtime included. Give me the over.
Kenny Cott.
I tend to agree with Rico there. I do think a lot of points will be scored in this game. Give me the over.
I am going under in this game.
Nuanced. Thank you for the elaboration.
I'm going under as well. I think it's going to be a lot of kind of feeling each other out to start the game. Not a lot of scoring in the first half. And then the second half, I think it's going to be a lot of keep away. Both teams trying to run the ball and keep the opposing offenses off the field. It's got more of a 23-20 type field for me. So I'll take the under.
America is on the over. That means we're on the under.
That's right.
I'm going under. Hey, Kansas City laying one.
Broncos Nation.
Oh, what an awkward. Right. That was such an awkward thing. KC Philly. The spread means nothing. It's 1 point. Go ahead, Rico Beard. Who is winning the Super Bowl?
Saquon Barkley and the E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles!
You spelled it wrong.
I didn't. Nice try.
Kenny,
you spell better than the mayor does.
I was about to say, I didn't go to Eastern.
Wow. Unfortunate.
Specs.
You know, that's the Harvard of Washtenaw.
Spec Spartan.
Yeah, I quit. Kenny, this has devolved into just trash.
If only for spite, give me Philly. To hell with Patrick Mahomes.
Great. That's perfect. David?
I cannot see Kansas City win another one, but Kansas City.
It's going to happen.
Kansas City.
And Kelsey's getting engaged to Taylor Swift at the 50-yard line. Watch. Wow. It's happening.
I mean, I feel gross rooting for either of these teams, but come on, Philly. Just take them off their high horse. Dominate the line of scrimmage. I think the offensive line's a little healthier. Jalen Carter, those edge rushers, they got a chance to slow down Mahomes. I'm taking the Eagles.
I think the fact that we haven't had a three-peat ever, I think it'll continue that way.
And look, I think the refs are going to have some pressure on them, too.
And just think about
everything
that's
been talked about the last couple weeks, man. Maybe they think twice about
the last time we thought we were going to have a team
be accused of being favoritism.
Nah, I don't think that, but the last time we thought we were going to have a three-peat, your boy stepped up and killed that dream.
E-L-G-S-E-S.
The G-Men.
Elges.
The Elgeses.
America's on Elgies. Philly. We talked to Derek Stevens earlier. It's all Eagles money.
I know. Kansas City's going to win, aren't they?
They can't get a bet on the Chiefs. You know what that means.
Yep.
Bundle Larusky.
Sad Sunday for everybody.
Kansas City and Taylor Swift and things. Give me the Chiefs. Blech. Those are the picks. Blech. It's been a hell of a season, everybody. Thanks for nothing, Lions.
Brandon Graham activated off of IR.
Nobody cares. 97.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.